The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot, Daf Lamedhe. Today's Daf is being studied in the Nishmat of Ram Ben Esther and Moshe Ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. Two lines from the bottom, we're in the laws of Tefillin. Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav Echlif. Parashiyotea, Pesulot. We learned on yesterday's daf that you have to put the parashiyot in a certain order. According to Rashi, going right to left. Kadesh Likot Bechor, Ve'ayachi V'yacha, Shema, Ve'ayayim Shamoa. Mixed around the parashiyot. The Rav says Pesulot. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says. What do you mean mixing them up? Lo Amaran Ela, Gavaita, Debaraita. You took the inner parashiyot and you mixed them up with the outer parashiyot. Rashi, Gavaita lebaraita, shekatav v'ayak biyacha kodem lekadesh, the naasit pinimit chitzona. You made the inner parasha and outer parasha. The inner parasha is the ones that are on the corners. Kadesh nikol bechor. You took Kadeshiko Bekor and you mixed it with an inner parasha. What's the inner parasha? The next one, Vayakib Yacha. You switched one and two, so it's Pasul. Ubaraita legavaita. Well, for that matter, the baraita, the outer parasha, that would be Vayam Shamawa. That's the last parasha. It's on the end. You mixed it with the inner parasha. You mixed it with Shema, let's say. So therefore, it's going to be Pasul. However, aval gavaita le gavaita, ubaraita le baraita, let lan ba. Gavaita le gavaita is inner. Kun imigdim shema le vehaya kibiyacha. Which means, if you move the inner parashiyot, the inner parashiyot are vehaya kibiyacha and shema. If you mix the inner ones, it's okay. The inner parashiyot, Shema and Vayakim Biyacha. Those are the inner parashiyot. You have Kadeshli, Vayakim Biyacha, Shema, Vayam Shamawa. So the inner parashiyot are Shema, or Vayakim Biyacha, and Shema. You mix those, it's okay. Or Le Baraita, or Baraita, also let them. What's Baraita Le Baraita? Rashi Gon Vayayim Shamawa, the small, Kadesh Biyamin. Which means you mix the outer ones together. That on the right side you have Kaddish, on the left side you have Vayakim Biyacha, and you mix them. You mix the corners, Vayayim Shemawa. You mixed Kaddishli and Vayayim Shemawa. You mix the corners up, that's okay. So really the Deen of the Gemara is coming to tell you that when you mix up the corners, or you mix up the insides, it's okay, the inners. But when you mix up the inside with the outside, so then already it's going to be pasul. Outside with outside is okay, inside with inside is okay. Outside with inside is pasul. So the Gemara says, what's the logic? Amar de Rava, Maishena gavaita le baraita, baraita le gavaita de la. Why, when you're telling me when you mix the inner parasha with the outer, or the outer with the inner, it's pasul. What's the reason? Dehach de ba'e lemechze avira lo kahaja. Dehadela ka ba'e lemechze avira kahaja. Because the parasha that's supposed to be exposed to the air is not. And the one that's not supposed to be exposed to the air is. Air meaning the corner. Which means, when you're mixing it around, so the one that's supposed to be exposed is not, and the one that's not is. So then for that matter, baraita le baraita, the gavaita le gavaita. When you're mixing the outer parashiyot or the inner parashiyot, name hak de baraya le mehze avira diyamin kahaja avira de small, the small kahaja avira diyamin, which means true, you're mixing the corners together, but it's different airspace. True, it's both getting the air, because you mixed the corner to the corner, so it's both getting the air, but it's different air. This is the air on the right side, this is the air on the left side, or the middle parashiyot. You flip them around. Still, it's seeing different airspace. So therefore it should be pasul as well. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Ela lashena. There is no difference. Which means all the parashiyot have to be written in order. And if you mix them up in any way, it is indeed pasul. Amarav Hananel Amarav. Titura de tefillin halakha de Moshe Mesinai. We have the picture of the titura. Titura is the base under the box. Okay? The box is called the kitzitza. So under the box, so you have that, you have the base where it's opened up in the bottom, and it has a little ledge coming out of the side, and that's where you stick the ritzuot through. So that law of making a titura is indeed halakha b'shem shel Rashi. Titura gesher le'achar shenatana igrot bebatim. After you put the igrot in the bayit, derech hapeh herchiv harachav. שבתים עושים כאין בתי ידיים שקוראים גוטן ומכניס אגרות דרך הפה. He put it in the opening. ונותם בבתי האצבעות, he put it in the area, the boxes, וחותך מגימל הדפנות בכל אחת מעט, and then you cut from the sides of the box a little, והדלת נשארות ארוכה, and leave one side longer. You see the back is longer? Which means you cut from the sides of the box to square it off, to smoothen it out, but the back of it is long. וקופלה לאותה אורך מתירה על חודן של גימל הדפנות, ותופר חודן של גימל הדפנות על רוחבה על זה, והוא בית מושקו של תפילין נראה כאין דף של גשר. Okay, it looks like a bridge of some sort that he's calling it. Kind of a bridge. So you see what you're doing? You leave the outside, the back open, and you create a lip, we'll call it, that's coming off the back, and it has also a base that eventually you're going to close. That's how you close the tefillin. That's called the titura. So that system, the titura, which comes at the back of the tefillin, is halakha l'Moshe Mesinai. Amar Abaye, ma'avarta de tefillin, halakha l'Moshe Mesinai. Okay, what's the ma'avarta? Ma'avarta is the passageway that you put the strap through, right? You put the strap through the ma'avar, the holes. There's holes in the titura on the sides, and you stick it through so the straps can. So that's also what Hashem says. Shish kishnotel tzuot shel tefillin saviv oto titura. Yachpila klav saviv aritzua ke'en shosim lefnei shemechnisim shelo leter tzuah kivuay lechshid otze moshka ilach veilach. It's holes on both sides. So if you want to pull it this way, you can pull it that way. You could, you know, just ma'arich rozeh, mekatzer rozeh. You can lengthen one side, you can shorten one side. Okay. What's ma'avarta? And she says, shema'avira moshka lesut kat yirtzeh. That's ma'avarta. To pull. You could pull it. Na'avir. You can pull it this way, you can pull it that way. That's like we have an atavirin. The slot. Exactly. It's like how much you do it that way.
That it can move?
Yeah,
the
purpose of the marba is to adjust. So you can pull the strap this way, you can pull the strap that way.
And if you can't, then mashka's not.
We can. Well, you always can.
I'm saying that's what's halakha mashimzai. The look of the thing is
no, 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 it's just reason. It's called the ma'avarta because that's the function of it. Because it's na'avir this way, that way. But you need that hole.
You need that hole. That's
the thing.
That because it's adjustable.
That's what it does.
Because the actual piece is what we say.
Mindy, you have a picture in there? Yeah, ma'avarta. The next one, I have one here. Yeah. You see that? There's a little slot, as was mentioned, coming out of the titura, and to adjust the tefillin. Okay. All things we're familiar with so far. The maravaye sheen shel tefillin al kal Moshe Mesinai. Okay, the sheen on the box of the shel rosh. Correct? where she says, Sheen, the bite chitzuna or sin kimin kimbatim, like folds, the kimbe klefen the imbo kerin sheen. Right, it's folds from the leather. It's all one piece. It's not like they're adding a sheen. They crinkle the leather a little. I don't emboss it. They make it in a way. It was from itself. Yeah, from itself. That's what it is. It's from embossing. It's from itself. Okay, the haritz we said on the outside of the tefid nitzel rosh you have the lines, right, to separate the boxes. So we learned yesterday that just like it has to be separated on the outside, it has to be separated. I mean, the inside has to be separated on the outside. It has to be noticeable on the outside. So the haritzim have to go all the way down to the box. Not just on top, the lines have to go all the way down until the makom ha-tefer, where the stitches are. Rashi even said, "Yagi ha-harit she-ben bayit le-bayit ad makom ha-tefer le-mata." Kalamar, abet moshevot ha-inu titura. To the titura. Goes all the way down. Like, oh, tefer in again. You see the lines on the box. Right? It goes all the way down. Rav Dimi min harda amar, kevan de min kar lo tzarich. Okay, Rav Dimi argues. He said, as long as it's nikar, it's recognizable on the outside of the box that there's four separate compartments. It doesn't have to go all the way down to the titura. It's enough. Lo tzarich. Given the minkar, haritz lema'ala ksat. It's like a gila mekom ha-tefer. It doesn't have to go all the way down. So it's ma'alokit. Rabbah Rabbeye. Hay kilfa. The tefillin. Tzarich lemivdeke. Oh, the cloth. Before you write on the tefillin, you should check, inspect the cloth to make sure there's no holes in it. Because if there's a hole in the cloth, so the cloth is pasul. So before you check your right tefillin, check the cloth. The dilma it beri'uta. Maybe there's a ri'uta, maybe there's something wrong with it. Uba'ina ketivat tama veleka. And this is uchtaftam. Ketivat tama. It has to be a complete ketiva. And if there's a hole in the cloth, it's not complete. Rashi says, ri'uta nekif. Yeah, there might be a hole. So therefore, inspect the cloth. You don't have to check the cloth. Kul mesa badikla. The kulmus is bodek. Which means, you'll know if it's good or not. If it writes, if you can write on the cloth, you know the cloth is kasher. It means, even if there's a little hole in the cloth, if the ink goes over it, and you see the letter, it's kasher. It could be there's a microscopic hole in the cloth that you're not going to be able to tell. So therefore, when you get it right, you'll know. This is, if the cloth is very thin and starts to puncture, then you know that it's basul, it's not good. Or if you start to write and the ink is going over the cloth, fine. Even though there might be a microscopic hole, it's kasher. You don't have to check it. Just write, and the kulmus will check it. Black straps. Where did they get black? We have a question. Tefillin and koshin otam ela b'minam. Okay, the tefillin has to be made out of leather, meaning the straps are leather. B'minam, the mean of the tefillin is leather. The box is a leather, so the straps have to be from the same mean. You don't make silk straps, or you don't make flax linen straps. Ben yirukot, ben shehorot, ben lebanot. Wow, green straps. Black straps or white straps? That's the question right there. Adomot lo yase, but don't do red straps. Mepne genai. What's the genai? It's not nice. That she says genai. Shima yumru gardanhu umidam hatatav nitzbi'u ve'edimu haritzot. You're going to come along and say the guy has all pimples and boils and things like that, and from scratching them. So that's how he got his tefillin all red. So it's going to be like a disgusting thing. They're going to think he has all boils on his body. And then they're going to say davar acher, which is even worse. Davar acher, as she says, shema yomru ishto nida ba'al v'nitzbe'u bedam. He had relations with his wife when she was nida, when he was wearing his tefillin. And that's how the straps became red. That's the first thing they're going to conclude when they see red straps. That he had biha with his wife, nida, and the blood is from the nida, and it red in the straps. So red straps you shouldn't have. Amar Yehuda Maase b'talmidos shel Rabbi Akiva. The story, the student of Rabbi Akiva, sheya koshet tefillah b'lshonot shel techelet. The blue straps, the student of Rabbi Akiva. Ve'lo amar lo davar. He didn't tell him anything, Rabbi Akiva. Efshar oto tzadik, ra'at talmido, ve'lo mihabo. Is it possible that the tzaddik, Rabbi Akiva, saw his student with blue straps and didn't tell him anything? Ela must be, it's okay. Amar lo hen, lo ra'a oto. Yeah, he didn't see him. Vim ra'a oto, lo haya meniho. And if he saw him, maybe he would have stopped him. So you have no ra'a for the story of Rabbi Akiva. Ma'aseh b'urkanos, beno shel Rabbi Eliezer, ben urkanos. Shaya koshet tefilin b'rishnot shel argaman. He had purple straps. Lo amar lo davar. He didn't tell him anything. If Shah or Totzadik, Rabbeinu, Verdom Yahabo, he saw his son. He didn't tell him anything, so must be purple's okay. Amalohe, lo ra'oto. He didn't see him. Vim ra'oto, lo yamaniyah. He wouldn't have let him do it. Oh, but still we have a question from the Braita. Katanimiya, ben yirukot, ben shechorot, ben lebanot. We said it could be green, it could be black, it could be white. So what do you tell me? How the Kamashibish has to be black? The Braita gave you some other options. Lakashya. Kame bifnim, kame bachutz. Outside, inside. The outside has to be black. And the inside and the back, it can be any other color you want. Except red. But that's why. Ime bifnim, mai genai vedavar acher. If it's on the inside, so why can't you make it red then? What do you tell me, genai? Nobody's going to see the inside, the back of the strap. So why you tell me it's genai? Because they're going to think he has boils all over his body and pimples. Or they're going to think remember his wife Nida. Who's going to see it? Because sometimes the straps turn around. And therefore that's why in the back, we don't want it to be red. Because it might turn around, they're going to see the red. But the black is only on the outside. Tana. Go to the next talacha. Tefillin. Merubaot talacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Okay, the square. It's got to be square. Amar papa betafran uba alaksonan. Okay. Which means the box has to be square itself, the base. Now when you sew the tefillin, you stitch it, you have to be careful not to pull the stitches too hard because it'll compromise the squareness. Because the leather is going to be pulled when you're sewing it, the base of the tefillin, that she says between atam, don't stitch it so tightly in a way that it's going to compromise the square. Ube alaksonan. What does alaksonan mean? In its diagonal, I mean, it's got to be a perfect square. Perfect square that all the sides are equal, that the diagonal is 1 2/5 its size, which is a perfect square. Balaksonan. Rashi, balaksonan, shiye libuam mechuvan orko kerobo kde she yelem oto alakson shemu hakamim. Like the rabbi said, kol amta beribua amta vetre chomshe balaksona. Right, any time you have an ama, it's 1 2/5 on the alakson. Lo ye orko yeter al rochbo. Right, but it shouldn't be one side longer than the other. She means basically, you know what I'm saying, it should be a perfect square. Huh? No, that's not a perfect square. The box itself. But when you're sewing it, you have to be careful not to pull because it'll draw the leather and not make it square. So she says, "Tinu rubaot b'tfilatish with the one shelo yemashich chodat tefila yotem b'day shelo yikuv v'kusul rabot shikonin." Okay, fine. Tefirot. Our halacha says the tefirot will be perfect square as well. So the Gemara wants to prove that what? That you have to make hey, by the way, you see the bua? Look, I gotta have the picture over here. No, you don't have the picture. There's a picture that also shows that the tefirot have to be bua'an also. There's another shita that learns bitzfiratan that the tefirot have to be squared as well. The stitching has to be a square. Not only the box itself, on the base itself, it has to be a perfect square to stitch. Do shito. We don't like both. We're going to bring a proof that the tefillah has to be square. How? Ha'oseh tefillato agula. The guy makes his tefillin round. Sakana ve'im ba'mitzvah. What's the sakana? Round tefillin, no good. What's the sakana? You might walk into the wall, and the ball is a shape where it can go into his head. If something's flat on a person's head, so it just doesn't pierce it, just rests. But if it's a ball, it might puncture and go into his brain. So what do you see over here? It's enough to be square. See, right, from the fact you can't make it round, must be has to be square. So that's the raya. So the Gemara says, what's the raya? Amar papa matnitin da'avida ki amguza. No, here it's talking about where you made it like a amguza, where it's a total round ball. And can the maybe if you have it round on top and flat on the bottom, it's okay. So you have no raya. The issue over here is it's round on the bottom, because the round bottom is going to penetrate the guy's brain. But you have no raya that the whole thing has to be square. Could be if the top is round and the bottom is flat, you're okay. Good, so you have no raya. Amar Avuna, tefillin, kozman, shepinet tabla, kayemet kishenot. Mazer penet tabla, and she says, zehu or shel batim. Okay, as long as you see the leather on the outside of the box, it's kashir. Because sometimes it sheds. Sometimes it peels off the leather. Sometimes it gets ruined. So as long as the leather on the outside is there, it's kashir. The black. Yeah, the leather of the outside. The whole box is leather. So that, as long as that leather is there, I guess it doesn't shed, so it's kashir. Now we get into a din. We're talking about now the inside, now the tefillin. Tefillin shel rosh. You have four compartments. It's kedai to see the inside of the tefillin. I have a picture in my book. It's kedai to show it to you. To get a good look. You see, this is the inside of the tefillin here. It starts off, it's really just a piece of leather, and they fashion it into four separate compartments. Oh, you have that picture? Lamedalit. So you see, there's four walls, which creates the four compartments of the tefillin. So the discussion the Gemara is going to be now, if you, let's say, have holes in these compartments. So the Gemara is going to begin now. The Gemara says, the Fazda Amar, Nifsiku Shtayim Kishirot. You have two of them that are Nifsak. What do you mean Nifsak? You have a hole in them. Shalosh Pesulot, but three no good. Amar Ava, Adamad Shtayim Kishirot. That we said two is okay. Lo Amaran Ela. Ze Shelo Keneged Ze. As long as the holes are not facing each other. Aval ze keneged ze pesulot. But ze keneged ze is pesulot. You have pictures on the bottom of your thing? Okay, let's go to each picture. You see the first picture? You have four boxes, right? Number two has a hole in it. And number three has a hole in it. It's kasher. You know why it's kasher? Because it's not facing each other. Even though they're next to each other, it's not connect. It's not facing each other. Look at the next picture. One and three have a hole in them. It's also kashir. Because why? It's not facing each other again. However, three would be a problem. Picture three, one and two have holes in them. They're next to each other. That's going to be pasul according to the first opinion over here. Understand? So long as the holes are not facing each other according to this opinion, it's kashir. Once the holes are facing each other, it's pasul. So again, when one and two have holes in them on the same side, meaning both holes are on the same side of each other, that's going to be pasul. Okay? Kavli Gemara says, ולא אמרן אלא בחדתה. This was only said בחדתה on a new pair of tefillin. Which means, if the tefillin is new, which we'll see what makes a tefillin pair new, and this happened, so that means מסתמה the tefillin, the leather was inferior from the beginning. And therefore, it's not called leather. And therefore, you didn't make a good pair of tefillin. אבל בעתיקתה לתלמבה. But if it happened on an old pair of tefillin, that means it was leather. It just got worn out, so it's kashir. Understand what she's... If this happened on a new pair, it already has holes in it, so it must be the leather was inferior. It's not called leather anymore. what was not called leather from the beginning? It was pasul. Mashikar, an old pair, istama was good leather at the time, and they got a hole in it, no problem. Now, there's a second way of learning, which Rashi brings down, which brings us to the next two pictures. Rashi learns in the second shot that when it says two holes that are kasher, it's talking about where they're not next to each other, not facing each other. According to the second version, next to each other. Therefore, if you look at picture number four, where you see one and two have holes, but on different sides. They're not facing each other. So according to the first shot, this is kasher. But according to the second shot in Rashi, since they're next to each other, it is indeed pasul. Alright? Look at the third picture. The third picture, you have... the third picture is an interesting case. You have three holes. On one you have a hole. On three you have two holes. On both sides. You don't have that picture?
No, no.
You don't have five pictures?
Only four.
So, it's a nice case. In the fifth picture, you have four boxes. One, two, three, four. On one, one, two, three, four, whatever. Okay, beautiful. Very good. So, on one, you have a hole on this side. On three, you have a hole on both sides. According to the first shita, it's kasher. Because why? Because we said in the Gemara that if you have three holes, it's going to be pasul. Right? Get the Gemara's lashon. We said above, nifsku shtayim kesherot, shalosh pesulot. So the first pshat said, if three of them have holes, this three of them do not have holes. One has one, and one has two holes. So the first pshat will say that this is kasher. But the second shot that learns it's not going on the zekeneged, it's going on the holes. So therefore, bottom line, you have three holes, it'll be pasul. I don't care where they are. That'll be enough coming out. Good? Okay, comes again when it continues. Amale Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Hechi Dame Hatata, Vechi Damyan. Atikata. What makes tefillin new? What makes them old? You tell me, new, you don't have to worry about you have to worry about the holes. Old, you don't have to worry. What makes it new? What makes it old? Amale kolecha, ki mitli be b'shalcha ve'adar halim atikata. V'idech hatata. Gemara says, let somebody hold the box of the tefillin and let somebody pull the straps. If when he pulls the straps, it breaks, it's old. If he pulls the straps and it still stays intact, it's new. That's how you know, you pull it. Hold on to the box, let somebody pull the straps on the other side. He pulls it, breaks, and you know they're all tefillin. They're already worn out. Mashiachin, if he pulls it and it still stays intact, that's new. Okay, that's the way the Gemara says it. Iname, another way of discerning that. Actually, I said the second shot first. First shot is ki mitle be b'shelcha ve'adar halim atikata v'idek hatata. The first shot, the second shot is what I just told you. But the first shot is when you stretch it out, you stretch the strap, and it just goes back to its original way. That's old because it's used to its shape already. So you stretch it out, and it just goes back. That's old. Mashenka, when you stretch it, it just stays like that. That's new. That's the first shot. Second shot, ina meh, kolhechi dechi metle be bematna hatya abatre hatata. Which means, when you hold the box, and somebody pulls it, he's able to pull it and bring it towards him, that's already considered new. V'idach atikata. But if he pulls it and it breaks, that's already old. Good? Second shot is what I told you the first shot. It's reversed. First shot is if you just stretch it and it goes back to its old way. That's already old. Because it has its crease already made. Mashiachin, if it's a new, you just stretch it and stays that way. Doesn't have its way yet. Second shot, when you pull it. If you pull it and you can draw it towards you, it's new. When you put it in the break, it's old. Because that means when you made the tefillin, the leather must have been good. And then later on it got holes in it. That's okay. But if the holes are in a new tefillin, that means the leather is not leather. That leather from the inception is not leather. Meikara, the leather was inferior. Therefore it's pasul. Mashiach, if the leather was good when you made the tefillin, you got holes later on, it's not a problem. That's how we answered that. I think there's a difference. Abaye, Abaye, Atif, Kamed, Rav Yosef. Okay, Abaye was in front of Rav Yosef. If Sakle, Ritzua, Ditfile. What happened? The Ritzua snapped. Amale, Mahu, Limiktere. So he wanted to tie it. He wanted to take the broken piece and just make a knot, tie it back on. Amale, Ukshartam, Ketiv. Shetek, Shira, Tama. That it's got to be a complete tying. Not stam, kishirat tama. Can't make a knot. Amar de Rav Habered, Rav Yosef, Rav Asher, ma'u limitfere. How about sewing it? Ve'aile litfere legavai, or the gab, and you'll put the stitching on the back so you don't see it. Tying it, you can't make a knot. Okay. What about stitching it? And you'll stitch it, and the stitching will be on the back so you won't see it. Amar. Go look what the people are doing. As she says, they're not doing it. Go look what the, you ever see anybody stitch their tefillin together? You never saw such a thing. That means they're not nohag to do such a thing. So don't do it. Go look. What is the people doing? Amar papa, gardume ritzuot kesherot. מה זה גרדומי רצועות? That she says, let's say you have the shelrosh, yeah? So you tie the shelrosh, everything. Then you have the straps. So these straps that are hanging down are called like shirayim, the leftovers. Let's say they broke. So now you have gardumeh, that's shirayim de shirayim. It's like the leftovers of the leftovers. So it doesn't matter, even if you have a little piece hanging down, because there's no shiur. Doesn't matter. Gardume. The straps, yeah? We know, we take the straps, we have them all the way down, we put them in our buckle, in our pants, in our belt. The leftover snapped. You have a little piece coming out, kashir. It's not so. Medaam rebene rabbi hiya. Gardume techelet. That's talking about the techel on the sisit. Let's say it's the chelet snapped. You just have a little piece. The gerdume ezov, or the ezov that they use for the, let's say, the paraduma, the hisap. So it snapped, it ripped, it broke. Kishirin. Ah, it's mashma, only these type of things that broke, okay. Gerdume techelet and gerdume ezov. But it didn't say gerdume straps of the tefillin. But I said, no. Atam, uditashmishe mitzvaninu. You know why those are kasher? Because those are kasher, because they're only tashmishim, so they serve the mitzvah. Techelet serves the sisid. The ezov serves in the tartara. But the tefillin are called tashmishe kedusha. It's on a higher level. Therefore, gerdumet will be pasul. Tashmishe kedusha are more severe. Correct, as we say, Vilahi. Gemara says, Gardumet Techelet Ezov Kesherim, which is Mashma, the almost Pasu. Gemara explains, Atamu Tashmishem Ezva, but of his Tashmishe Kedusha. The Tashmishe Kedusha is Mohamur. Therefore, it doesn't, you need to have a certain Shi'ur. It's not like what you have, just if it's cut, it is going to be a problem. Because Gemara says, Mechlal di itlu shi'ura. I must be in the shi'ur. The kama shi'ura. How long the straps have to be? Amar Rami bar Hama, Amar Reish Lakish, ad etzba serada. It's got to go down until your index finger. What does that mean? It has to go down to your index finger. How do I know, by the way, that's the index finger? Serada is a combination of two words. Sarata. Da. Remember that in Yibamot? The rival wife is called a tsara. So the rival of the thumb is the index. So therefore they call it a tsarata. Tsarata da. The tsara of the thumb, which is the index. So what is that salad? The salad is going to go all the way down. Lahagiyya ad ispa sirada. So what would you say? Goes down to what? Where's your hand? Your hand is down? Doesn't say exactly. It's got to reach your index finger. So you might as well explain it. Rav Kana mahve kafuf. So Rav Kana showed a kafuf. What's kafuf that she says? Orech ha-retzua te'odefet al ha-keshet kema she-yachol lefshot me-etzba ad amma. Wow. He went like this. No, etzba ad amma. Went like this. Nothing. That's how big the retzua has to be. Rav Ashe mahve pashut. Rav Ashe, he went like this. So they're both judging with the amma. It's either the difference between the amma, the etzba. Either the difference between the etzba and the amma, like this, or the difference between the etzba and the agudal, much bigger. But nobody says it has to be very long. Short straps. Rabba, katal lehu, upashit, vishade lehu. Rabba's straps were so long, he braided them. Of course, he put him on his head, he adjusted it. The extra straps he threw behind him. Not like we do, we put in front. He put them behind him on his shoulders, like he left them in the back of him. Also, he like braided them, and yeah, that's braiding. He matlit is braiding. So Rabbi katar lehu, like he knotted them, and then he just the leftover straps he just threw behind them. And the second Rabbi matlit was he braided them like I made a knot out of them or connected them, and also behind them. Mor bered Ravina avit kedidan, but Mor bered Ravina did like us. What is like us?
Very good. That's
the standard rabbi does like us. He put the straps in front of him, the leftover straps.
Okay.
Okay, the knot in the back of the tefillin shel Rosh is halakha Moshe Sinai. And she says, Kesher, she has sima resuot al Rosho be'anyan she dalet. So the shield's got to be the shape of a dalet in the back. So you have the shin dalet in the yud. The shin became it better. The shin is on the box. The dalet and the bekesh the yud and the boto shadyad. Like the shadyad, that little leather piece that comes out of the shadyad is the yud. So that's the shin, the dalet in the back, and the yud on the. That's how the kamashim is tonight. It's a big machloket amongst the rishonim. What the back is supposed to look like. From Rashi it's mashma, it's one dalit. From Tosfot it's mashma, it's two dalits. That's why the Ashkenazim, they have their boxes like a square. But basically the square is two dalits. So, right side, and then you make another dalit upside down. So that makes a square. But again, the square is two dalits. It's not stamped as square. They're making a box, connecting it up. Amar Rav Nachman, v'nu yehen lebar. What does that mean? No yehen lebar. The noy, the beauty of it is on the outside. Rashi. Hashem yin re'im b'chutz. Of course. You have to make it in a way that the sheen is visible on the outside. And the dal is visible on the outside. And the yud as well, it's got to be visible. Second explanation. I'm meaning Rashi. No yehen shel letzuot. Shen halukot mitzadah mitzvot shehorot. Okay, good. The straps themselves. The black part of the straps is the nice part. So the noise should be shown on the outside. The straps themselves should be revealed the outside. I mean the black part, not the back. When they're hanging, when you're putting the tefillin on, make sure the black is showing, not the other side. So Yabara says, Rav Asher by Yativ Kemed de Morzutra. Rav Asher was sitting in front of Morzutra. Et apchal leritzuad et tefillin. What happens? The tefillin got inverted. Amar de lo saban lamor v'no yehen lebar. Oh, I see, that's not that. That's the second pshat in Rashi. He told me, don't you hold that the noy has to be on the outside? Just like Rashi just told us that the nice one has to be showing. I wasn't paying attention. You're right. I didn't notice it. It says, and all the Ameh Ha'aretz will see that the name of God is on you and they will fear you. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Eru Tefillin Shebarosh. That's referred to Tefillin Shebarosh. That means that when the Goyim see the Jewish person wearing the Tefillin Shebarosh, that means they're going to have fear from him. No, I mean that. It means the fear that the Shem Hashem is on Am Yisrael. So this, when he put on his Tefillin, the Rabbi used to say this. The Chabaruch used to say it also after he put on his Tefillin. Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. Amar Bili Ezer Gadol. Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. The students of the Gaon of Vilna wore the Tefillin and they got beaten up by the Goyim. So they went to the Gaon and they said, this is Biharu Mimeka. You know this is the Gemara. It doesn't say Elu Tefillin Sha'al Harosh. It says Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. That means the Tefillin has to be in the head. It's not only the wearing the boxes on the outside, it's the kavanah that you have when you're wearing the tefillin. That's why the Gemara is not Elu tefillin shebarosh. Shebarosh is when you're wearing the tefillin shel rosh, you have to have the kavanot. If you have the kavanot, then the goyim will be scared. But just to put a tefillin al harosh, that's not going to bring any fear. Vasiruti et kapi, v'ra'ita tachorai. God says to Moshe, I will remove my palm, and you will see my back. Amar Rav Hanan bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Hasida, Melamed, Sheralu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kesher Shel Tefillin. That he showed him the Kesher of the Tefillin. What's the symbol in that? Moshe Rabbeinu asked God, I want to understand your ways. And what does God show him? The back of the Tefillin. So he once explained, because two explanations. On the back of the back of the tefillin, you see the knot. What comes on the right side in the back comes out in the front on the left. No knot. And what comes out on the left side in the back comes in the front on the right side. He was trying to tell him that you cannot understand my ways. That sometimes something that looks left, which is judgment, really is coming from a place on the right, which is midat rahamim. And sometimes something that looks like mercy in the front really is coming from a place of judgment in the back. Therefore, you cannot understand. So just like the Tefillin Shel Rosh, it looks like this is on the right side. But you trace it back, it comes to the left side of the back of the Tefillin. And this you see on the left. So, oh, this is judgment. You trace it back, it comes to the right side. So you tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu, not everything that looks like what it is, because Moshe Rabbeinu's claim was, hey, tzadik v'ra'lo. Hey, maybe it's not na'lo. Hey, nashav etovlo. Maybe it's not tovlo. Maybe the tov is really a punishment, and maybe the ra is really a reward. Just like what you think is right is really left, and what you think is left is really right. So that was the symbolism in showing him the back of the tefillin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kesher tefillin tzarich sheyeh lema'ala. Okay, when you put the dalet, it's got to be high by the bone. By the bone of the skull. Why does it have to be lema'ala? Kedesh yu Yisrael lema'ala, velo lemata. Okay, that's good. So Am Yisrael will be up, but not down. That's a big thing. That means when we position the back of our tefillin, we're positioning the position of Klal Yisrael. You position it up, Am Yisrael is up. Put it low, Chas v'shalom. V'sarish yeh klape panim. Kedesh yu Yisrael lefanim velo la'achor. What does that mean? Sarik shiyu kelape panim. How'd you learn that? So look at Rashi. Kelape panim, mimul orif. Okay, it's got to be in the back, not on the side. Shouldn't be on the side. Should be in the back of the neck. Not off to the side. That's one shot. Shnachai kelape panim shiyu kishim mifnim v'anui. Shadal v'bahutz. means the da's got to be on the outside, not inverted.
Kedesh Yisrael the panim v'lo lahod.
So the Jewish people also be the panim v'lo lahod in front of Hashem and not to the side. Meaning we'll be in front of Hashem. Kiviyachol Hashem will remember us and we'll be in front of Him.
Amar Shmuel bar Bidre. Amar Rav Amila, Amar Rav Aricha, Amar Rav Una. Ve'amri la Amar Rav Benasha Amar Shmuel. Tefilim, ema ta meverech aleim, mishata nachatan. We'll stop over here. When do you make the beracha and tefilin? Mishata nachatan. It's mashma after you maniach them. The Gemara will obviously ask, what do you mean? After you maniach them, you did the mitzvah already. But that's what he says. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, amen.